In this episode, you're going to learn about time management and energy management strategies that are going to help you scale your business, which includes automations, batch works, and also your zone of genius. Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to scale a business with time management strategies. Our guest that was on the show just earlier this week, Sandra Potsing. If you haven't listened to her episode, it's absolutely full of great advice on the whole work-life balance. And she goes into time management and also energy management, both of which are slightly different, but also super important as a woman entrepreneur. So think about, number one, she talked about in terms of managing your time appropriately, automate and systemize. And how many times have we heard this from so many of the past guests? The way they scaled their business was through automation. That can be funnels, which include how to sell something like a product, right? So let's give an example of a funnel. Suppose you have a lead magnet or something that is free that you're offering to your audience. And they say, "Ooh, you know what? I really want to download that. I have to give them my email address, but that's cool. I'll do that. So I really want those 50 hooks that I can use on Instagram." Cool. They give you their email address, and then off goes an email to them with that attachment saying, "Here are 50 hooks you can use on an Instagram post." Now, then the next day you try to send them another email and you say, "Hey, you downloaded this. Did you know I also have this product? Maybe 15 pre-done reels for you where all you have to do is fill it in with the right information for your audience. And that's only going to cost you $15. That's $1 per reel, right?" And then another few days later, you might get another email, or you might be taken when you downloaded the reel idea to another page that has another thing for you to buy. And then finally, at the end, there's the option to have one-on-one coaching call with them or on your social media audit with the coach for $50 or $100 or something like that. That is a funnel, right? Like something for free, and then it keeps going down. And then by the end of the funnel, imagine a funnel, a literal funnel or an upside down triangle. At the bottom is something more expensive that you're trying to buy. So like all of that would be automated. So you can be selling items while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, et cetera, right? Systemizing goes more along the lines of, you know, a customer writes in with a complaint. "Hey, my credit card, you're not taking my credit card. It's not working on your product for whatever reason." Or, "Hey, I'm dissatisfied with the coaching I'm getting," or "I'm dissatisfied with this." Gosh, who knows what? People are always dissatisfied, right? Maybe you just have templates for all of that and it's very systemized. And there's even a point where, you know, like really big companies, like imagine you're calling Delta and you're trying to change a flight. You have to go through this automated AI virtual assistant thing that you have to hit all these numbers, right? That is a way to systemize a business. And so many of our guests talk about it, automation and systemizing, templates for the emails that you have to say over and over and over again. Workflows is something like, You might give a workflow to someone who's hired on your team. When customer responds about A, you go to B and respond like that. If they come back with either C or D, you go, you know, like a flow chart, depending on what they say, this is what you do. If this, then that. If this, then that. And that's a workflow that would happen whenever you are running your business. Another thing that Sandra mentioned is batch your work. She said the art of focus is a superpower. And I loved that. In this day and age of multitasking or distractions, I would almost flip that. I'd say in this day and age of distractions, you think that you can multitask when really all it's doing is not giving you your best and highest quality of work, right? Instead, what's happening is you are doing work, but if you're constantly in between different tasks, it's never going to be really good because you're always distracted and your phone's going off and then someone's calling you and then there's an inbox that notification that goes off and before you know it, LinkedIn is telling you there's someone you need to respond to and then Instagram and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Batching your work helps you to really stay focused. And another person who batches their work, a previous guest, is Shannon Mattern. If you want to go back and look at those episodes, and we'll put it in the show notes as well. She talked about she batches her days so much that she even batches in her gym time, her personal time, everything is to the hour. And one way I have found that really helps me, and that what I have done on days where I have no calls, which is not always all the time, but when I don't have any calls, I will write out everything I need to do and the maximum amount of time I'm allowed to do it, right? Because otherwise I will spend all day doing one task if it's something that really needs a lot of concentration and a lot of downtime. But instead, I might say, okay, I'm going to give myself 45 minutes on this task, an hour on this task, 30 minutes on this task, and I go through bit by bit by bit by bit. And then I've set a timer. And when that timer goes off, that's it. I'm on to the next task. So I know I've gotten something done within that. And that is the way that I batch my work that I have found is really, really helpful. Again, the art of focus is a superpower. And make sure you're doing that quality work. So batching your work can also be something that's so important to your business to help you have more time later on. She also mentioned having a clean and tidy space. I think this is so key. Whatever you need to do to come into the workday with your best self, for her, it was making sure her desk was clean. For me, sometimes it's making sure the dishes are clean or the bed is made, or most importantly, like I mentioned on the podcast episode, is walking my dog in the morning. If I don't get to walk the dog in the morning, unless I'm sick, but if I don't get to walk the dog in the morning, I definitely feel a little off. And that's so important to me, because when I have that dog walk and then I come back and I have my tea, and I get the kids off to school, it just feels complete. And I can go downstairs and say, okay, working in my office now, and this is my time, and I feel fresh. And then I also feel like what she said is kind of true. When you have a cluttered desk and you have cluttered things in your area, then it is harder to work and harder to create and be creative, because chaos creates chaos versus the clean and tidy space maybe creates a clean and tidy outlook for you and your brain. I wanted to touch briefly on what she said about energy management, because we had another guest, Sarah Milby, if you want to go back, and we'll put it in the show notes as well. Sarah Milby, who talked a lot about energy management as a mom of two. Now she's almost a mom of three. She always talks about energy management. Where should her energy be going? And if it's not something that her energy likes to do, she will then give that task to someone else who enjoys doing that and who really likes to do it and finds a thrill in it. So energy management, some of it can revolve around sleep. How much sleep did you get? How much water did you drink? Are you eating good food? Are you moving your body? I think to go back to my earlier point about walking the dog in the morning, I think that activity in the morning is really important for my body to wake up and feel like it can conquer the day. And then finally, are you doing something that makes you excited, right? That's something that's so energy-based as well in your body. And I think for me, I realized I have to do the things that make me excited early in the morning or I lose steam. I'm very much a morning person. And by 2 or 3 p.m., I'm ready to call it a day. And that's it, right? So I make sure that if I'm excited about something, I'm getting that done as soon as I can, and everything else can wait. So again, these are ways to scale your business, not only with time management strategies, but also with energy management. Where's your zone of genius? Where, like in my coaching, in my course specifically, so we start off, the first lesson is about how to stay motivated as a freelancer and as you grow your business. And even if you're trying to break into the entrepreneurial freelance world, how do you stay motivated? And I have a whole section on, are you the type of person that you feel the best when you've slept in the morning, you've had a slow morning, you get to sit down with your laptop, maybe at a coffee shop, maybe even in your house, but you have that like coffee or tea beside you and you're slowly beginning to work like that? Is that your zone of genius? Or are you a morning person like me and you want to get up super early and you want to bang everything out in the beginning of the day? Or are you someone who starts coming alive at 3 or 4 p.m.? If that's the case, you need to figure out how to harness that to make it work for you in the future. I quickly learned that if I'm not working in the morning, even if I can sleep in, which I like, but if I'm not working in the morning, I don't feel that rush of satisfaction that I get at the end of the day. So it's super important to harness that zone of genius. So again, these are ways to scale your business with time management strategies and also energy management strategies as a woman entrepreneur. If you want to find out more information about my course or my group coaching, you can find me at corporate2contract.com.